Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Toto Jaya Mudiraye. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, text number, chapter 1, text number 8. Veta tung saumya tat sarvam. Veta tung saumya tat sarvam. Tatvatas tadanugrahat. Tatvatas tadanugrahat. Pruyu pruyu. Snigthasya, shishyasya, bruyu, snigthasya, shishyasya, gurovo, kuhyam, api, uta, gurovo, kuhyam, apyuta, beta, tong, saumya, tat, sarvam, tatvatastadanugrahat bruyu snigdasya shishyasya gurava kuhyam apyuta.
Who is he that's the success?
Gurava Puyana Vita
Veta.
You are well conversant.
Svam,
your honor.
Saunya,
one who is pure and simple.
Tat,
those.
Sarvam,
all.
Takvataha,
in fact.
Tat,
there.
Anugrahat,
by the favor of.
Ruyuhu,
will tell.
Stigtasya,
of the one who is submissive.
Shishyasya,
of the disciple.
Guravaha,
the spiritual masters.
Kuhyam,
secret.
Api
Uta, endowed with. Translation. And because you are submissive, your spiritual masters have endowed you with all the favors bestowed upon a gentle disciple. Therefore, you can tell us all that you have scientifically learned from them. Would you like to repeat?
Yes.
And because you are submissive,
your spiritual masters
have endowed you
with
all the favors
bestowed upon a gentle disciple.
Therefore,
you can tell us
all that you have scientifically learned from them. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Ki. The secret of success in spiritual life is in satisfying the spiritual master and thereby getting his sincere blessings. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has sung in his famous 8 stanzas on the spiritual master as follows. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master. Only by his satisfaction can one please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and when he is dissatisfied, there is only havoc on the path of spiritual realization. It is essential, therefore, that a disciple be very much obedient and submissive to the bona fide spiritual master. Srila Suta Goswami fulfilled all these qualifications as a disciple, and therefore he was endowed with all favors by his learned and self-realized spiritual masters, such as Srila Vyasadeva and others. The sages of Naimisarnya were confident that Srila Suta Goswami was bona fide, therefore they were anxious to hear from him. Om Agnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manohishtam Stapitam Yena Putale Swayam Rupa Tadatmayam Tadati Swatantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Uta Padakamala Sri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sadvakutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhandikamcha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshitarine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Prakashanta Saraswati Tinamine Shri Varshabana Videvi Daitaya Kripadaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Daine Prabhave Namaha
Madhuryo Jvala Premadya Shri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Virudhapa Siddhanta Dvanta Harine Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Sambode Padambhujaya Te Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gaura Virbhava Bhomestvam Nirdesa Satchanapriya Vaishnava Sarva Bhoma Shri Jagannathaya Te Namaha Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Dvishe Namaha Panchatatvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatam Surato Pangor Mama Manda Matirgati Matsarvasva Padambojo Radha Madana Mohano Dibya Brindaranya Kalpatrumata Srimad Ratnangara Singhasanasta Srimad Radha Shila Govinda Deva Prishtalibhi Sevya Manu Smarami Srimad Rasarasarambi Vamshi Vata Tatastitaha Karshan Venu Swanir Gopir Gopinatha Shriyestunaha Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vrindayai Tulsi Devyai Priyayai Keshavasyacha Vishnu Bhakti Pade Devi Satyavachai Namo Namaha Shri Nishinga Jai Nishinga Jai Jai Narasingha Prahlada Desha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Pringa Yada Yada Hitharmasya Glanir Bhavati Bharata Abhyutana Matharmasya Tadatmanam Srajamyaham Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Chaduskritam Dharma Samstapanartaya Sambhavami Yuge Yuge Manmana Bhavamad Bhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru Mami Vaishyasi Yuktvaivam Atmanam Aparayanaha Sarvadharman Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Braja Aham Tang Sarva Papebhyo Mokshai Shami Masujaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Veta Tvam Samyatat Sarvam Tatvatastad Anugrahat Bhruyusnigdasya Shishyasya Guruvo Kuhyam Apyuta. And because you are submissive, your spiritual masters have endowed you with all the favors bestowed upon a gentle disciple. Therefore, you can tell us all that you have scientifically learned from them. I was asked to speak about the qualities of a leader. And I found in this verse a formula. Always good to work from a formula, because formula means you can use it over and over again and pass it on to others. Principles and formulas are very handy that way. And in this verse, we find the secrets to leadership. And here, the sages at Naimasaranya are exalting Suta Goswami for his qualities. And they're saying that Snigdhasya, you've achieved these qualities because you've been affectionate towards your spiritual masters, and they've been affectionate towards you. And this is very sweet, because now Guhyam, they gave their secrets. Burijan Prabhu had said one time that if you approach a great personality who holds Krishna in his or her heart, and you render service, tad vidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadakshantite jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshina. What happens is the heart melts, and the contents of the heart come flowing out to you. Already, the Shastra says that the hearts of pure devotees are melted because of their constant contact with Krishna. Evam vratasva priyanama kirtya jatanu ragu drita chuta uchar. Drita chuta means their hearts are soft, and the Acharya Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says they're liquefied like a river of rose apple juice. And you can get that juice if you render service. And Tukaram Prabhu, just before class, was telling me at the Guru Kula, he found out that this secret is also known there, that if the students serve their teachers without motivation, the teachers become so obligated, they feel so grateful, that they don't have anything else to do except teach them everything they know. And we can all experience this when someone approaches us with unmotivated love and gives us some service with no expectation of return. What can you do? You toss and turn all night thinking, how can I repay this person? Even if it's the simplest thing, just a gesture, a conscious gesture, that the person has given you their heart out of love, you have no choice. You have to give them your heart. Guhyam akyati prichati. And this is how Suta Goswami became a leader. He became self-effulgent because he had served his spiritual masters in this way. Tadvidi pranipat. Pranipat means in humility he had bowed his head. The best place to keep your head is on the ground. I one time just did a little bit of Dandavat Parikram in Vrindavan, and after the first half hour I felt this is a befitting place to be flat on the ground. I can't get any lower than this. And I felt open to all the gifts of the universe when I was that low. Tadvidi pranipatena pariprashnena, and then relevant questions, and seva, service. These are the three that unlock the hearts of great souls. And Shastra says, Shushushro Shadadhanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi Sian Mahatseveya Vipra Punya Tirta Nishevanat. When we serve the great devotees, unmotivated devotees, great service is done. And by such service, one gains affinity for hearing the messages of Vasudeva. They infuse the humble and submissive disciple, Snigdhasya, out of affection. There's shared affection between the teachers. So here we see Suta Goswami taking a leading role because of his qualities. And in the Nectar of Devotion, in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, there's a description of how qualities emerge from one who is chanting Hare Krishna in the association of devotees. Millions of verses. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Cheto Darpana Marjanam, the heart is cleansed. And the Srimad Bhagavatam says, Yas Yasti Paktir Bhagavati Akinshana Sarvar Gunas Tatra Samasate Sura, that when one practices unmotivated devotional service, one develops the good qualities of the demigods, or the demigods want to live with such a person, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes obligated to such a person. All these three things. The meaning of suraha. And when those good qualities emerge, there's a list of the auspicious qualities, beginning with the eradication of all distress, the awakening of auspiciousness. Pure devotional service immediately puts one in transcendental pleasure. It's rarely achieved. Those in pure devotional service deride even the conception of liberation, want nothing to do with it. And it's the only way to please Krishna. And regarding the quality of auspiciousness, it relates to leaders and it relates to our movement and how we lead in the world and how we lead in our families and how we lead anywhere that we go. Auspiciousness is defined by the fact that a person who is developing this quality of auspiciousness has affection for all living entities. This is the defining quality of someone advancing in devotional service through serving their spiritual masters, through chanting the holy names of the Lord, through hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam in advanced association. Auspiciousness awakens within the heart. Shreya Kairava Chandrikavitaranam, a white lotus of good fortune. Who wouldn't want that? And that auspiciousness means that the devotee has affection for all living entities. Yastu sarvani bhutani atmani vanu pashyati sarva bhuteshu chatmanam tatuna vijugupsate yasmin sarvani bhutani atmai vadbhut vijanataha tatrako mohakashoka ekatvamanu pashyataha. One who always sees all living entities as spiritual sparks and quality one with the Lord becomes a true knower of things. What then can be illusion or anxiety for him? One who always sees everything in relation to the Supreme Lord and sees the Supreme Lord within everything, never hates anything or any being. In other words, he has affection for all living entities. And everyone has affection for him. Dhira dhira jana priyo priyakaro. The Goswamis are defined as not having any enemies, and they were appreciated by the ruffians and by the advanced gentle people. And so auspiciousness means that one has the capacity to reach out and assist others, to give others what is in within one's heart, guhyamakyati prichati. And one becomes free from the propensity to envy others. Nindari shunya hridamipsita sangalabhya, mentioned by Rupa Goswami in the fifth verse of Nectar of Instruction, that this is the hallmark of the pure devotee, nindari shunya. No more propensity within the heart to criticize others. In other words, no more envy. Envy, matsarya, is the all-pervading the dread disease of the material world. It gets on you and it contaminates the heart and the consciousness. And when one becomes purified of matsarya, which is defined by Jiva Goswami as the inability to tolerate the eminence of another. Ouch. That hurts. Whereas Nindari Shunya, Hridnambipsita Sangalabhya, one who has become advanced in devotional service, the awakening of auspiciousness, Shreya Kairava Chandri Kavitaranam, the white lotus of good fortune is opening, auspiciousness is opening, has the appreciating capacity to take in all living entities. In fact, Prabhupada mentions this. This is another sutra. We just read this the other night from the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, chapter 4, text number 34. In the purport, Prabhupada says that one's advancement can be measured by one's appreciating capacity. How much can you appreciate? And Queen Kunti says, Shrinvanti Gayanti Grananti Sadhava, that devotional service is marked by appreciating the service of others. If one can do that, then one can advance in devotional service simply by appreciating capacity, because as we appreciate others, we assume their qualities. Voltaire said, when you appreciate others, you're able to imbibe their qualities. It actually opens your heart and you can take them in. Otherwise, if you envy them, then you're completely blocked. You can't have anything. You don't get anything. Nothing for you. And so an advancing devotee in Krishna consciousness is able to appreciate all living entities and give affection for all living entities, appropriate affection for all living entities, and is able to distinguish who are the innocents. How can I pour in as much mercy as possible? They have an appreciating capacity and they have something to give. They have received the gifts that, and they know exactly what to give. So leaders have this affectionate capacity and appreciation, and also there's an attraction. A leader becomes attractive, according to Rupa Goswami. When auspiciousness is born, then a person becomes naturally attractive. We call this self-effulgent. And therefore, real leadership means that someone is controlling their senses. And because of controlling their senses, no drinking water underwater on a fast day. I'm dry fasting for the benefit of my audience. And then when I take a dip in the Ganga, I drink heartily underneath the water. And I pop my head back up thinking, now I've satisfied myself. But the effulgence wears off. The effulgence is gone. Rather, Krishna says, Raga dvesha vimuktaistu vishayan indrayesh charan atma vasher vateyatma prasadam arigachchati. If one is able to strictly observe the process of devotional service, control one's senses, then he gets the complete mercy of the Lord. Prasade sarvatukhanam hani rasya pajayate prasana cheta sohyashru puti pariyavatishtate. Then the misery goes away. Prasade sarva dukhanam hanir asya pajayate prasana. The mind becomes joyful, buddhi pariyavatishyate, and the intelligence becomes fixed. And this spiritual intelligence, because we are to guide as leaders by intelligence and organization. And intelligence means that one has controlled one's senses and therefore has a clear idea of what to do and what not to do, and how to lead others spiritually. Nasti buddhira yuktasya nacha yuktasya bhavana nacha bhava yatashantir ashantasya kutasukam. And if you don't have spiritual intelligence by controlling your senses, then what can you do? You're simply lost in the whirlpool of the material life. And in this world, the leaders of this world are the senses. They are the masters of this world. Everyone is controlled. Muchukunda told how he was a great king, but when he came home, he was ruled by his wives and his senses. He had to follow them, the bad masters of the senses. Kamadinam katina katita palita durnideshas tesham jata mayina karuna natrapa no pashanti. Utsri jaitanata yarupate samprata labdha buddhis tomayata shananam abhayam amnuyukshvat mabdasye. Rupa Goswami says the advancing devotee regains his spiritual intelligence. It's the greatest victory anywhere in the world. Otherwise, any other victory is simply business as usual. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai kanmani sarvasha ahankara vimudatma kartahamiti manyate. Business as usual. No different than anybody else. But somebody who conquers the senses and gains the spiritual intelligence by sincere endeavor to please Krishna, then the devotee says, for how long and how many ways have I obeyed the bad masters of my senses? They never gave me time off. I never questioned them, and they never gave me mercy. But I continue to follow them in all cases and all circumstances. But no more. Utsri jayatanata yadupate samprata love the buddhis. I've gained my intelligence by the mercy of my spiritual master. And now I want personal service. Now I want to serve the Lord. And it is from this intelligence that one must lead. That one knows that every living being must be engaged in Krishna's service, and therefore we live by the fan the spark principle. That wherever we see a spark of Krishna consciousness, wherever we see the tiniest desire to serve Krishna, we must fan it until it becomes a flame and then a conflagration. And that is the business of the International Society of Krishna Consciousness, to fan the spark everywhere we see it. In fact, there's a mantra that one must encourage the heck out of everyone. That's a way to live. Because heck gets in one, and it's not good. In fact, encourage comes from the word core, which means heart. And the heart becomes impaired by the weakness. Pridaya Darabalya, weakness of heart, means I can't move. I can't make it in this process of devotional service, and therefore we have to encourage the heck out of everyone. That's a way to live. That's a way to lead, in fact. In fact, even in the secular world, the way to encourage people, catch them doing something right. There was a great book called The 1 Minute Manager. Came out in the early 80s. 1 Minute Manager, tiny little book, tells you how to manage, how to lead. It says leaders should go around trying to catch somebody doing something right. And when you do, encourage them. Encourage the heck out of them. And then the leaders also are prone to empowerment. They give empowerment to everyone. Empowerment means that I'm willing to give power to others. Harry S. Truman, one of the great presidents of the United States, said, "It's remarkable how much you can get done when you don't care who gets the credit." Yeah, go ahead, give Harry a... That's a mantra to meditate on. For leadership, the quality of a leader, I'm willing to give away my credit to others. I don't care who sees it because I know Krishna sees it. He's there within the heart. He knows everything. And therefore, devotees are willing to give away at every second the credit to others. That is what moves a movement. It's empowering others. Movement means someone has to move. It moves on the basis of this empowerment, because the heart is pure. One doesn't have to get the credit. I don't need the stamp. I want to see it done one way or the other. So Suta Goswami had imbibed these qualities from his spiritual masters. He had become self-effulgent, and now he's leading from his heart with true spiritual quality, and that's what we must do also. I'll make a couple more comments, and then I'm going to take some reflections and questions. Prabhupada gave a very succinct, usable, powerful direction for how to lead to one of our greatest leaders, Karandar Prabhu, back in 1971 or two. He wrote him a letter, and he said, "You must create an environment in which devotees will do service that is individual, spontaneous, and voluntary. And you must also continually create a fresh challenge so that devotees will want to rise up and meet it. Individual, spontaneous, and voluntary." There was a book written some years ago. It became very popular in the business world, called From Good to Great. It was all about the corporate model, what made some companies great, where others, I mean, there's many good companies in the world, but what are the qualities of the great companies? Without going into all those qualities, I'll just say that the author, who is very learned in the science of business and management and so forth, had to write a different book for the social sector. That is, his model and his ideas from good to great and what motivates great corporations doesn't work in our kind of organization. He said that there's a different kind of motivation, a different model for what moves us in our social sector. That is, voluntary movements. We're all volunteers. There has to be a different kind of motivation. That has to come from spiritual values. It has to come from encouragement. It has to come from creating an environment where devotees feel that they can be empowered, that now they can take up the service. And why not? There's so much service to do. When we do Sankirtan, there's unlimited service to do because it's a huge world and we haven't even touched it yet with the Sankirtan movement. So everyone should be empowered. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jade Dakal Tahe Kaha Krishnu Badesh Amaragnai Guru Hanatare Idesh. You're all deputized. Everyone, you're in. Go. Go, go, go. He said that. He sent his followers out. Go, go, go. Go out there. Do it. Be empowered. Take it up. Make it happen. And this is the mood of the Sankirtan movement, that there's unlimited service to do, and if there's not a category that someone fits into, create a new category. Give them a service. That's mercy. Give people service. We're only dying for service. And Srila Prabhupada says in the second canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the purport of the Chaturshloki Bhagavatam, that the direct order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is a manifestation of His internal potency. And it is by that manifestation that one comes to see the Lord face to face. I'll say it again. The direct order of the Supreme Personality of God, it is a manifestation of His internal potency. And it is by the manifestation of that potency that one comes to see the Lord face to face. I'll say it again. The order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is a manifestation of the, and it is by that potency that one comes to see the Lord face to face. It means that working in the Sankirtan movement to serve the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with all one's heart and one's soul and one's hands. We have what was immemorialized on the walls of the restaurant in St. Louis when Suridas, the great Suridas Prabhu, who now resides in Los Angeles, the irreplaceable great soul Suridas, he wrote, you can have a free meal here if you just engage in Shravanam, Kirtanam, Scrubanam, Mapanam. And that's what we do. Scrubanam, Mapanam. And one more thing, because Navina reminded me to say this, that we must take a risk. We must risk. We're gamblers, spiritual gamblers. That's what we do. Because we gave up other kind of gambling, so we have to do something. We eat prasadam to make up for meat eating and all kinds of other things. But we have to gamble. And Mahatma Prabhu tells how when the first devotees went out and sold their first big books, they took a risk. They took them out. They said it couldn't be done, but he went out and tried. And after they sold the first big book, he said, we felt like gamblers who had won money, big money, for the first time. And we couldn't be stopped. We were on a roll. So we gamble. The biggest gamble is surrender to Krishna. I give up my personal vested interest in this world, and what will happen if I do that? I don't know, but I'm going to gamble it away. And I risk my peace of mind to preach Krishna consciousness. And when I do that, life is exciting. Everything else is predictable and therefore boring. Hare Krishna. Hare Bom. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Sureshwar Prabhu. Microphone.
Vaisheshika Prabhu, thank you for the very empowering class. I want to encourage everyone to read a certain letter. Srila Prabhupada said it better than Harry Truman.
Hold that a little closer.
When Harry Truman said, it's amazing how much you can get done when no one cares who takes the credit. Srila Prabhupada said this in a very wonderful way. In the 8th of November, 1965, there is Srila Prabhupada, all alone in New York City, and he's writing this long letter to a sannyasi godbrother of his. And he's saying so many things, and he's saying, in effect, look, what's done, it's done. We've wasted so much time. There's so much fighting that happened. But here I am now. Here I am in New York City, and I know you have access to resources. Just consider me a worker in your mission, in your mission. And if you just tell the devotees to read 8th November 1965, this letter to Bhaktivilas Tirtha Maharaj, and you will read this amazing mood of Srila Prabhupada, and that's why we were moved by Prabhupada to work, because it comes from him. So that's all I have to say.
Thank you very
Hare
much.
Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Kesha Bharati Maharaj, and then Bhakti Chu Swami. Hare Krishna Maharaj. Okay, Bhakti Chu Swami.
I was just wondering about this statement, Bruyu Snigdhasya Sishyasya. And you, Vaisheshika Prabhu, have been such a wonderful example of that. You have taken Srila Prabhupada's instructions to your heart. And throughout your life, you have demonstrated an absolute dedication to your spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. When no one noticed and you were working, still you went out distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. This has been such a wonderful demonstration of your loyalty to your spiritual master. And in this way, you have demonstrated how to become a true leader. And I think you are in the most wonderful position to speak on the topic of leadership and the qualities of a leader. And I thank you very, very much for your dedication to your Srila Prabhupada. His Holiness Vaisheshika Prabhu Ki.
I will graciously accept your words as a benediction and place them on my head, something to aspire to. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Okay, more.
How can a leader remain detached from wanting followers?
By chanting really good japa and by chanting one chapter of Bhagavad Gita a day, at least one chapter of Gita. The power to be detached comes from the holy name. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayatya Shuvairagyam Jnanam Chayarahaitukam. Concomitant with the full concentration on the service of the Lord in the form of His name come knowledge and detachment. Knowledge means that I'm not this body, and therefore, why would I want followers? I'm a follower. I'm not seeking followers. And one has detachment, means you get fortified, tachchadana munayo jnana vairagya muktaya yuktaya paschantya atmani chatmanam bhaktya shuta grihitaya. The person who is fortified with the qualities of jnana and vairagya can move forward steadily in his or her service without being hampered by the false ego, which is the allurement for thinking that I'm the enjoyer, that I'm the center. One enjoys being outside the center and making Krishna center when one realizes one's position through chanting Hare Krishna and experiencing that real relationship. And chanting one chapter of Bhagavad Gita a day. Prabhupada gives many benedictions that if someone simply chants one chapter of Bhagavad Gita a day, Prabhupada did it all the time, and you can hear the recordings of him chanting chapters in succession. The Gita has so much potency. The Gita Mahatmya is full of stories about the power of reading one chapter of Gita. Or just those who heard it, birds who were sitting in a tree and heard the chapter and then became liberated and exalted and so forth. What to speak of someone who deliberately does it every day? Many people have the Gita. I know because we've asked a lot of people in India, yes, I have the Gita. But not many people read the Gita. What to speak if you do a chapter of Bhagavad Gita a day? You'll be fortified. Your intelligence becomes fixed. Everything becomes clear.
Thank you very much, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Rasiko.
I was meditating on what you had mentioned about appreciation and how when we're judgmental or critical, then we're blocked. But when we appreciate, then we become open. So I was wanting to know how to handle when you observe yourself being critical of another. What's the adjustment to be made?
If you find yourself being critical of someone else, then remember that, first of all, you can't do anything about it. What's the use of being critical when you can't change other people? It's a useless engagement. We only have a small circle of influence, and that is ourselves. We can only affect ourselves. So when I use my energy in being critical of other people, it doesn't change them. So why engage in it? Why waste energy in that way? And also, it contaminates the mind and the consciousness. Even when we hear criticism of other devotees, then it shrinks our appreciating capacity. You hear something, even some damnation by faint praise, and then it becomes more difficult to appreciate that person. So you have to control the tongue, which is the beginning of yoga. Atashri Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grayam Indre Sevan Mukhi Hijivado Swayameva Spuratyada. Don't let it come out. And when it comes into the mind, you can step back from it and analyze it and see why am I maintaining this in my mind? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu admonished devotees, why do you keep in your heart, which is the altar for Krishna, these kinds of criticisms of others? It simply pollutes the heart. Something. Keshav Vardhan Maharaj.
There's a wonderful quote from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur about this question. He says, when the faults of others disturb you, look within, find your own faults, and always remember, no one can hurt you. You can only hurt yourself.
Vancha kalpadrubascha kripatsinnabevacha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha gopremanande aribol.